Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Jesus has conquered the world. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in my mouth. Lord, I am grateful. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually be in my mouth. My soul make boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt the name of Jesus. For he is good, for he is kind. He is the one that answers prayers. He is the one that has delivered my life. He delivered me from all my fears. I look at the Lord and my face is radiant. I am not ashamed because I have a God who is there for me at all times. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God, for taking care of me. Thank you, God, for taking charge. Thank you, God, for fighting my battles. Thank you, God, for giving me victory. I thank you because I am sitting with you. And all I can say is thank you, God. I am grateful for the past. I'm grateful for the present. I'm grateful for the future. Thank you, God, for everything. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Brethren, today is Friday, May 22, 2026. We are grateful to God for what he has done. I want us to make these words of declarations with me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Nothing will move me. Challenges will not move me. Because I have the backing of the Lord. The power of God takes charge of my day in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God changes hands in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God changes every hand that is unfavorable, changes every situation, changes everything that is not of God, changes them for good in my life in Jesus' name. I enjoy the mercy of God beyond all odds in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Help will arise for me. Victory is my portion. Testimonies will abound in my life in Jesus' name. God separates me from darkness because I will enjoy the light of God forward in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the peace of God in every areas of my life. I will experience peace like a river in the name of Jesus Christ. I will experience peace that beautifies all situations in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy peace of God. I speak peace of God from the beginning of today to the end of today in Jesus' name. It is well with me in Jesus' name. It is well with every one of us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Like we have started from the beginning of May and we will continue in the light of it. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to 31. But I'll be reading the last verse, verse 31, which says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This is our portion in Jesus' name. We are still going to take some scriptures, and the first one is taken from Psalm 56 verse 6. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Isaiah 12 verse 2 says, "God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." And Luke chapter 12 verse 32 says, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you his kingdom." I want us to know that we are not called to wait in vain. The question before me is today is to ask everyone, does God call us to wait in vain? Do you think God has called you to wait in vain? Because he said, those who wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40, 31 said, those who wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. So are we called to wait in vain? Or do you have this feeling or thought that you were called to wait in vain? The answer before me this morning is no. God has not called us to wait in vain. He has not called the children of Israel to seek him in vain. No, our God is not a wicked God. But sometimes we feel like we are waiting in vain. Because it seems like as human, we are running out of time. And because we feel that we are running out of time, we get impatient. Because it feels like it's taking forever. Will this ever come to an end? Will this become the end of my life? To man, waiting is a waste of time. But to God, it's a time and season for forging to become better. Because he is more interested in who we are becoming while we wait. He is not interested in quick results. He's not interested in magic. is interested in our lives, in who we are becoming in the process of waiting, in who we are transforming to become. He is interested in the better version of us because his faithfulness is new every morning. He releases his faithfulness unto us every morning. So he expects us to grasp that faithfulness, to enjoy the newness that his faithfulness releases upon us on a daily basis. I pray that we will not take his faithfulness, his help in vain in Jesus' name. We are called to wait for transformation, not to wait in vain. The second question before me is that, can fear render our waiting useless? And I'll give us this answer. As human, it is easy to feel guilty for being afraid. We think that if we can say, if I just have all faith, I would not be scared. We worry that our anxiety disqualifies us, or our fear reduces and cripples what God's plan is for us. Brothers, I want us to know that fear does not make our waiting useless. It is an expression of human frailty. As human, we are frail and we can be afraid because we are human. That is why we need a stronger force. We need a stronger help in the place of waiting to become who God wants us to be. If we look at the life of David, he was afraid so many times. He confidently said that, God, I am afraid. So we should not condemn ourselves for being afraid. So David, in many situations, got afraid, especially when King was chasing his life. He had to say this at some point, that how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? The thought of having forgotten by God, it looks as if he's taken forever, came to his mind, and he did not beat himself for being afraid. He opened his mouth and said, God, how long will you forget me forever? David feared, didn't ruin his waiting period, because he did not allow the fear to have the final say, to have the final word over his life. Whose report will you believe? What is the final say that you are settling with in the place of waiting? Are you taking fear as your final word, or are you resting on what God has said concerning you in the place of waiting? Fine. It's easy to run out of patience as human, but the word of God stands sure. He is the only one that can save us when we trust in him. You are my salvation. In you I trust. That is one of the scriptures we read. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? It is only God that can save us. Fear should not have the final say in our life, but God's word. David took his fear to God because that is the safest decision he knew he was supposed to take. So as we are in the place of our waiting, we should know that taking our fear to God is the best decision that we can take, because it is only God that can exchange our fear with peace. He's the one that can strengthen us and calm that chaos and settle our mind to give us rest in him. Waiting is not the absence of fear. Fear comes in our place of waiting. And we saw it in the Bible. We saw it in the scripture. A lot of people experienced fear. Even Elijah, after doing great miracle, he got scared because he is human. So you don't need to beat yourself because you are afraid. So waiting is not the absence of fear. It is choosing to hold on to God's hand even while our knees are shaking, while we are trembling, holding on to God's hand. There is a song that says, Baba Moromo, Mutifiaye Mile Olowo, I have given my life to you. I have given my all unto you. Lord, I stay with you. I am holding your hands. Lord, help me in the place of my fear. That is what we should know. Even when we are filled with uncertainty as human, let's hold God's hands in our place of fear. God's purpose for our life is too big to be cancelled just because we are afraid, just because we are panicking, just because we are doubting. God's promises is bigger than fear, is greater than fear, but we should not allow ourselves to replace God's promises for our life with fear, with panicking, and what the situation is saying. The third question I want to say is fear stronger than grace in the place of waiting? The answer is absolutely no. Fear is not stronger than grace. Grace is stronger than fear, but as human, we tend to raise fear above grace, and the grace of God has been readily available, given to us freely without paying anything. Grace is absolutely greater than fear. It is not stronger than fear. We should choose to rest and rely on the grace of God and not in our strength. As human, we are always tempted to fall into the trap of lifting fear, elevating fear more than grace. I want us to know that if fear was greater than grace, none of us will be able to stand the chance. Religion says you have to be perfect. Grace says God makes me, God meets me exactly where I am to strengthen and to transform me. I want us to know that when you are weak in the place of waiting, ask for God's infinite strength that outlasts frustration. The scripture says, my grace is sufficient for you and my strength is made perfect for you in your weakness. When you are afraid, remember that God's grace is a safe place to run to. God's place is a safe place to vent your fears without judgment. Psalm 103 verse 13 to 14 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frames. He remembers that we are dust. He will not judge us for being afraid. He will call us to receive the peace like a river. That is what he does. He calls us to receive his peace like a river in the place of fear. He will not judge us. When we are afraid, we are not being judged. When we are weak, we are not being judged. That is why I said, those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not be tired. That is what God has for us. And when we are impatient in the place of waiting, Romans chapter 12 verse 12 says, be joyful in hope, be patient in affliction, fear and faithful in prayers. Keep praying and ask for the spirit of joy to replace the spirit of impatience. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart and wait for the Lord. It is only the solution for fear in the place of waiting is to wait on the Lord, waiting on the Lord till our joy is full. It is only the response we receive in God that keeps us moving, that brings out light, that makes meaning out of our lives. So in the place of impatience, the solution is still to wait on the Lord, to receive what God is telling for us, talking to us. Because when we don't wait, we cannot hear. God is always speaking to us, but we are always impatient in a place of waiting. I pray that the Lord will help us to receive the strength to be able to wait patiently and to overcome all these distractions in our journey of waiting in Jesus' name. I want us to know something, that waiting has a time frame. Waiting is not forever. Sometimes we'll feel like it's forever, but waiting is not forever. God is not a wicked God that will want us to wait forever. Waiting comes in a season, and it is not always forever when we diligently listen to the instructions. What helps our waiting not to last longer than it's supposed to be is when we diligently hearken to what he's telling us, when we diligently observe what he's telling us and to follow what he's saying. That is when we don't stay forever in the place of waiting. It is not a sin to be afraid in the place of waiting. Ask God for strength. We are not called to wait in vain. Rather, we are called to be transformed, to become a better version of us. I want us to know that fear is a trap. If we allow it, it rules over us and keeps us from running and staying in the safe place that God has helped us. I want us to know fear will definitely come, but the antidote is God. God replaces our fear with peace like a river. Run to God, shout to God, Lord help me. If that is the statement you can say, Lord help me. We can never run out of help when we call on God. God is never exhausted when we ask for help. If that is the only thing we can say, just continually say it. God help me. God help me. He is the one that hears us. He knows what you are going through at that time. He is stronger than you as human. But you need a stronger power to lift you, to help you, to soar above that situation. Our waiting is to make us a better person. Our waiting is to transform us. Run to God in your place of prayers, in your place of waiting. Don't keep silent. Don't keep quiet in your place of waiting. Because of time and space, we'll be rounding off. And I'll leave this with us. Always call on God. God, help me. God is never annoyed. God never runs out of help. Call on to him. God help me, and we'll receive the help of God at all times in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to use this to remind us that our program is coming next week Thursday in our place of fellowship at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. And National Open University is behind Tafo Arena along Songo Eleyele Road, Ijokodo Junction, Ibadan. I want you to make it a date. You can write it in your diary to remind you as you come to seek the face of God, to break every limitation. God will meet us in the name of Jesus, and our prayers will be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. As I round off, brethren, I want us to remember that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's look unto God in this place of waiting till we get to our eternal home. Let's ask for strength. Let's do what He wants us to do, and His grace will always be sufficient for us. We will make it to heaven. We will not fail. We will not fall, and we will not falter in Jesus' name. His strength will keep us moving in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you and have a wonderful day.